You really didn't leave me much to talk about on this show, did you? I said, you didn't leave me a whole lot to talk about on this show.
What do you mean?
Material-wise, I mean...
Oh, I took it all from you.
Yeah, you took it all.
Yeah, well, I'll share. That's fine.
And then you're also going to control the second half of the show with Mary Rowe from Palmetto, the Palmetto Trail.
Well, because, you know, we bond.
Yeah, you bond. Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome into Woods and Water, South Carolina. Taylor and I are your hosts, Taylor Metz and Roger Metz. Yes, she's my daughter. I claim her at times.
Ouch,
that hurt. Appreciate you taking a little bit of time on your Saturday afternoon to spend with us and in the outdoors and things going on in the outdoors. And like I said, we're going to, second half of the show, Mary Rowe is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Palmetto Trail. And I got the, and I told her this when I emailed her or called her. I said, Mary, I said, I got your, the latest newsletter. And I said, and it's, we just need to go through the newsletter. So that's what we're going to do the second half of the show. First half of the show is really just going to be random.
Yeah.
Oh, Taylor, I did get, you remember those two stacks of papers that have been sitting on my, the Woods and Water desk for like since 2014?
The ones that I thought were going to get to be taller than me? Like the
yeah,
those
that stacks?
Stacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of went through those stacks. There's you'd be amazed the stuff from 2014, 2015, 2016 that are still applicable. So they're not two stacks that are taller than you now. It's down to about 5 inches.
Huh.
Of stuff that we'll probably never get to. But
so did you just get this random burst of
energy to go clean up
yeah.
stuff? Yes, I did.
Wow. Because you cleaned up your other office, didn't you?
I cleaned up the regular, yeah, the accounting office got clean too. And for those of you who I don't know, would like to know, the IRS has extended the tax deadline till May the 17th.
The
individual tax deadline, yes.
I know that,
they
yeah.
did nothing to help us out with the March 15th corporate deadline, but the individual deadline has been, so now you can harass your accountant for another 32 days.
Oh, you happen to be that lucky accountant.
April 15th,
don't you?
May 7th, yeah, yeah, like 32 days you get to, or procrastinate, whatever you want to do. But yeah, we're going to ramble this first two segments. We just got some stuff that's been building up. Got some calendar of events items.
I think we have what, two?
I don't know, two, three, four, two. Something like that. Got some news stuff, some press releases.
We also have a weather report or a season report. Sorry.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
That thing, yeah. Because
we've talked about this before.
We have. It's been there, and we've, yeah.
And it's the 12 seasons of South Carolina.
Yeah, I think we did it last year.
Did we?
Fall. Or okay. Maybe late summer.
Well, right now, so it goes winter, full spring, second winter, spring of deception, third winter, the pollinating, spring, summer, hell's front porch, false fall, second summer, and actual fall. Right now, we are in the spring of deception, and I think...
I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, third winter...
I don't see us getting another winter. I think it's just cold again. I don't think it's going to be like snow and
ice. We get weather around... We always get cold weather around Easter. So when's Easter?
Not always.
Well,
you have to be
a lot
positive.
Of times. Easter's April the 4th, so next weekend. I don't know. Be interesting to see. Yeah, the pollinating. That's when everything turns that mustardy orange,
yep.
Yellowish green color. So yeah. Taylor, I found this, and this is for the turkey hunters. And we did the turkey show with Charles Rose last week. Don't forget the practice of fanning or reaping turkeys is illegal on game management land. Yeah. Fanning reaping is defined as hunting or stalking wild turkeys while holding or using for hunter concealment any of the following items. A tail fan. Uh-oh. Now, okay, here we're back. Okay. A tail fan, a partial... I'm looking at this on my phone, and I touched the screen, and it went to something else. A tail fan, a partial or full decoy with a tail fan, or a tail fan mounted to a firearm. Tail fans can be made of real or synthetic feathers or an image or likeness of a tail fan applied to any material. So anyway, it doesn't apply to private land, and this was posted on Carolina Wildlife Syndicate, which is a Facebook group that I'm a member of, and it got some some heated discussion here between several people, but I wanted to I can't believe I lost it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, so Carolina Wildlife Syndicate is a Facebook group. I remember David Strickland is the admin on it, and David's a wealth of knowledge. He's very opinionated and doesn't mind sharing his opinion, and that's good. But he talked a little bit about this, and it makes perfect sense. Case in point is the photo below, and the photo below, since we're on radio and you can't see it, was a turkey that someone had killed, and he said it took him less than 2 minutes, and they came running in. And he said, case in point, the turkey below, decoys are the shortcut to learning to call and be a woodsman and allow any person of any skill set to kill a dominant tom early in the season, even when they're henned up. He said, because it's almost always the dominant tom that rushes into the decoy or fan, as all other toms know but to mess with him. Now, here's the issue. In this flock, a new tom pecking order has to be established. It takes a few days to a few weeks. Then after that is done, the hens will reselect the breeding tom, which also takes days to go through, and research shows more and more hens are not being bred. Then if all that even happened, normal breeding can start again, thus valuable seasonal timing is lost. So what they say is when the dominant tom is taken out, it takes that herd a while for the hens to select or a new dominant breeding tom to come into whatever, I guess, pecking order. I know that's kind of a pun, but anyway. If you know anything about turkey hunting, you know that in the days past before decoys, the dominant tom was rarely killed until the end of the season. The dominant tom was that one that stayed henned up and was near impossible to call, and even the best caller until late season. By that time, he had bred all the hens that he needed to. Turkey hens do not breed with just any tom. They only breed with a selected tom. Thought that was really interesting. And just food for thought for you turkey hunters. We're not here to say anything bad about turkey hunters or anything else.
When did that
what? Uncle Paul. Boy. He hasn't seen any turkeys at his house this year.
Uh-oh. So that means we lost our turkey
place. We lost our turkey place to go hunting turkey. Anyway, but he called me, and he had me on FaceTime. He says, you know, and this was last week when it was raining. It was like Monday or Tuesday of last week when it was raining. And he said, hey, you remember I hadn't seen any turkeys? I said, uh-huh.
Oh, no.
And he was in his office, and he was at the window FaceTime, and he turned around, and there's this Jake. And this Jake is, like, running around his building, gobbling. So he shows he's out of one window. And this Jake, and if you don't know what Jake is, he's a teenage turkey. Got a little short beard, and he's full of himself, right? So he's at one window, and the Jake comes right to left and just kind of runs around the building. And then he goes to the next window, and the Jake continues around the building. Oh, my gosh.
What did he eat?
I don't know. Or why? And he's gobbling off and on the whole time, and it's like, Paul, do you have the hens, like, inside the office with you? I mean, is that why he's circling the building trying to find a way in? So, anyway. So, there could be hope for us to have a place to go turkey hunt, or at least get out in the woods.
It's on my bucket list.
It's not a hard thing to do, I don't think. You just got to have turkeys.
Yeah.
We don't have turkeys. Nowhere that we have access to the woods do we have turkeys. You used to have a great place to go. But that ship sailed.
It did.
So anyway, all right. Well, we do have a lot more stuff to get to, which at this rate, we're not going to get to it anyway. So y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina after the break. Like it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do.
Are we going to argue about music every single time? we come on the show. Just
every single time you look at me like that, it elicits a response.
Well, you don't have to comment on it.
I do.
Just accept it.
No, I can't.
That your music is trash. Besides, okay, I do have to confess, though.
Yes.
If y'all saw the video on Facebook, Dad posted of me cleaning out the
boat.
Oh,
that was classic.
I will confess, I was listening to Boston.
She was listening. She was whistling Boston while she was listening to Boston while she was cleaning the car.
It was the boat,
then,
not the car.
I'm not the boat, sorry. And then what did we listen to all the way from Lake Murray back to Greenville?
Was it their first album?
The first Boston album. Oh, we had a good time.
You know what's even worse, though?
Yeah.
That music was coming from my phone.
I know. It was on your phone. That's right. It wasn't my music from my phone. She was listening to music from her phone, which is Boston, and she was whistling to it to boot.
I didn't know you were videoing me. And okay, not even
that was the beauty of it.
Not even to mention I was absolutely chowing down on those Cape Cod chips. Those things hit different.
So you hear the music, and she's whistling and tackle, and then you hear this crunch as she inhales another chip, and then she figures out I'm videotaping. It's classic. I'm sorry. That was so much fun.
But if you haven't seen it, don't go back and look at it.
Oh, yeah. Go back and look at it.
Don't go back
and
look at
it. It's on the Woods & Water South Carolina Facebook page.
And
it's
you.
On Instagram.
You're the worst.
Oh, me. The things I do to you on your birthday. Oh, yes. Well, welcome back to another segment. We really don't argue that much, folks. Well, maybe we do.
Yeah,
but
we do.
Anyway, it's fine. Sorry. We will try to. Going forward, I'll try not to comment on the scowls you have on your face when the music comes up
and
goes off.
Right.
That might not happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have a couple of calendar events things.
Yes, we do.
Kind of spread out. A lot of stuff still canceled, though, or not or postponed or whatever. Brought to you by Visit Anderson and
Green Pond Landing and Event Center.
And for those of you, this is the one time where we kind of ease over that northern boundary and go up in North Carolina. April the 3rd, trout season will open back in North Carolina. They're going to stock approximately 960,000 trout in North Carolina, 96% of which will average 10 inches in length, while the other 4% exceeding 14 inches in length. And you can look at the North Carolina webpage. And South Carolina's got one, too. South Carolina's got a trout page, too, that gives you, you know, stocking schedules, what's been stocked, and sometimes where they've been stocked and all. So, but, yeah, if you and Mr. Kevin and I are like, yeah, okay, April the 3rd, April the 4th, we're going to be in North Carolina trout fishing. Like all day.
All day.
Tuck a CG. Yeah, I think we're talking about going to the Tuck all day.
When did y'all talk about that?
The other day at lunch.
Ah.
Ah, yes.
Y'all plot a lot.
Yes, we do. Trying to get back up to Canada, to his place in Canada, where he hasn't been for like 2 years.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, anyway. Yes. Next.
We're going to keep on the fishing topic.
Yes.
And we're going to jump over to Beaufort, actually, for the Beaufort Water Festival Fishing Tournament, April 24th and May 1st. The captain's meeting and registration is on April 23rd, and it'll be at 6 p.m. at Beaufort Boat and Dock Supply in Port Royal. There's over a $10,000 cash prize. It includes trout, spot tail, sheep's head, wahoo, dolphin, and king mackerel. And I don't have times for the tournament, but if you go to bftwaterfestival.com, you can find more information.
Yeah, that Beaufort Water Festival is a big event. I think it's 3 days long. I think it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lots of food and all. And I kind of wanted to get out a little bit early so you could make plans to go to Beaufort. Last one, Black's Fish Camp on the 10th of April, the 13th annual Spring Fling Bass Tournament. Our early registration goes open February 15th, goes through April the 7th. Oh, you've got registration fees, a first place of $5,000. Looks like it's going to pay out through 15th place. So they're going to have door prizes. The registration form is Creekside Bassmasters. And if you go, I don't know where I got this from, it just prints out. But yeah, you can. I bet if you went to Black's Fish Camp or Creekside Bassmasters, you'd find it at both places. Anyway, Santee Cooper is where it's going to be. Blast off safe light. Weigh-in starts at 3:30, and that'd be a pretty good time of the. Yeah, it'd be a good time to be out on Santee, mm-hmm. April 7th.
I had a friend on Santee this past weekend.
Yes, you
she
did.
She said it was slow and the weather was not it down there.
Your friend's not a very good fisherman. That's all I got to say about that.
He spends too much time in school.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
That's the problem. Hey, one thing I learned doing all this turkey app stuff and all, mm-hmm. you know, you can go in and check to see what permits you hold and privileges and the if you've gotten drawn for stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's under licensing and permits, and you can log in, search for your customer, and then it shows you everything you got. So
for any type of game.
For any type of game.
Wow.
So it shows you current privileges, you know, what you're legal with, and actually it will not give you an option to buy those again. Isn't that nice of them?
Hmm.
So it only shows the stuff that you don't have. And I knew this because of alligator season last year. When I didn't get drawn, I went here to check. But you can go on at random because people get all the time, hey, did anybody get drawn for X or, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So you can go into the DNR website and check to see. So, anyway. Next.
We're moving on to news.
News.
I don't have any more calendar events.
Oh, okay.
But news. McClellanville area reef expansion to provide marine habitat. Now, we talked about artificial reefs here not too long ago, am I right?
Right. You're right.
But they're adding a new addition to it. They're adding a retired tugboat.
Oh, wow.
And 24. Okay, I struggled with this when I was marking it up.
Okay.
And
everybody,
I thought,
let's see if she can do this.
I thought it was just me being tired. But 24 4-foot diameter concrete culvert pipes. Woo!
Very good.
Got it.
The official press release has concrete culvert pipes
twice.
In there twice. But anyway. Okay.
But they're adding that to the existing artificial reef. And it's in 50 feet of water, and this tugboat will join remnants of the Cooper River Bridge. They add military vehicles and bridge spans to it. The new reef additions were funded by the CCA, which is the Coastal Conservation Association of South Carolina. If you don't know about artificial reefs, they play a similar role to coral reefs, but here in South Carolina, we have temperate waters, and coral reefs cannot grow off our coast. So, and with that, we replace them with artificial reefs. They are placed on the areas of the seafloor to improve habitat and spawning grounds for different marine life that we have. And they also attract divers and anglers. SCDNR has been constructing artificial reefs for over 40 years. Can you believe that?
There's a bunch of them out there.
And I honestly, these are fascinating to me, and I would love to go see one.
I never will forget, speaking of Mr. Kevin, he had 19-foot Scout with a 115 Yamaha on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we took it like 21 miles out of Charleston or something to some reefs out there. And it was in July. And I got a thing of sour milk and took a swig of sour milk.
Oh, I remember the story.
Oh, yeah, it's nasty. I was facing backwards because we were trolling. And it was like 4 to 6 foot rollers. I mean, it was pretty big and with a little boat. We hooked up a sailfish.
Oh, no.
On a Calcutta 400, the smallest reel in the boat. I mean, we had no clue what we were doing. We hooked a sail and had it on for like 20 minutes. We chased the fish. It jumped like 3 or 4 times before it spit that lure. But, you know, those near shore reefs that DNR has been constructing, they hold fish.
Hmm.
Won't be long before all the spade fish are over the reefs, too.
Right.
You know, there were these huge schools of spade fish hanging out over those reefs
mm-hmm.
on top, sometimes with their backs out of the water. It's really a cool thing.
Hmm.
But there is a lot of wild sea life that uses those artificial reefs.
Hmm.
I know you and Mary are going to talk about the women's weekend next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across this one. This was on the South Carolina Wildlife Federation page. It was a link to the Artemis website for South Carolina. And Artemis is a women's group, a group for women hunters. I need to do some more research. But it's 2021 Turkey Camp registration.
Look at that.
Turkey Camp is an opportunity for women from all over our region to come together, share stories, learn from each other, and form new friendships. We're excited that you are interested in, well, I'm not, but this is written to whoever's reading, joining Artemis, and we are looking forward to a fun few days together. To ensure that we're all on the same page here, a few specifics about the event. What this is, Turkey Camp is an opportunity for women hunters and anglers to enjoy a few days of hunting turkeys, fishing, cooking, wild game hiking, sharing stories around the campfire. What this is not, this event is not a guided trip. We're excited to learn from and mentor each other. However, you are expected to bring your own hunting gear, participate in meal prep, and determine your own hunting, fishing, hiking priorities. Oof. There are certain times it would be great to have everyone all together, but you are free to come and go as you please. Dates are Wednesday, April the 21st through Saturday, April 24th, 2021. Time come anytime after 4 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. We'll hunt Thursday and Friday for sure, and Saturday is needed. Locations, the Sumter National Forest, the Ennery District. Camp location will be provided after registration. Things to consider, accommodations will be tent camping, U.S. Forest Service campground. You'll need to bring your own tent, camping gear, cooking gear. This is a double vault toilet building and one outdoor shower unit. No electricity or water hookups. Campgrounds first come, first serve. 43 campsites that provide a large grassy area with a fire ring, and some do have lantern holders. So anyway, you can contact Morgan Harrell, morgan.l.harrell@gmail.com for more information, or go to the South Carolina Wildlife Federation Facebook page or website, or look at Artemis, A-R-T-E-M-I-S.
You made it.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. One last thing before we're going to do is that's to give a shout out to Peyton Sorrow of Abbeville County, who you know, and Mr. Mabry from Gaffney. I can't read his first name because it cut it off. For making the Bassmaster High School All-State team. Pretty cool. All right, y'all hang on. We're going to be back with Mary Rowe, Palmetto Trail. Lots of information. Lots going on to help you get outside and enjoy nature. Y'all hang on. Back after this. Voice, one of a kind. Mm-hmm. One of a kind. Darius Rucker. Or Hootie and the Bluefish, depending on what time. It's oh, Mary Darius may not Rucker. Mary may not have fallen for that one yet.
Darius Rucker.
Well, we might have blown it. But, okay, we're welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We're always a good time and always honored to have Mary Rowe from the Palmetto Trail on with us. She says there's been no mutiny, so she's still the executive director. And Mary, I want to ask you, I know you know music. Is that Darius Rucker or is that Hootie and the Blowfish?
That is Darius because he went on his own and became a big country music guy. That's my guess. Do I win?
Yes, you win.
You're Taylor's best friend today.
You win.
Oh,
and thank you for choosing that song. I like that song.
Well, good. I'm glad you liked it. Mary, I got your last little email with all that's going on, and I was like, I got to get Mary on because there's a lot of stuff going on in here. And folks, if you're not getting the emails from Palmetto Trail that tells you everything that's going on, Mary, how can they get that? How can they subscribe to that?
They can actually just go to our website, and there's a link that says, would you like to receive our monthly newsletter? And click it and just put in your email address, and that's done. If you'd like to call us and have a conversation, we're happy to do it over the phone also.
Because there's a wealth of information in here about, the trail, things going on, ways to get involved, stuff. I mean, if you need a new hat or a new sweatshirt, you got that on there. So,
yeah, we have new swag. Yeah. But the newsletter is really our best communication, and it goes out every month. And like you said, it's current, and it's really going to give you a picture of what we're all doing.
Yeah, yeah. So having said that, one of the first things on the newsletter is best covered by two ladies. So I'm going to turn it over to you and Taylor and just sit back and listen, because I'm excluded from this one, and it really makes me sad, but it's a good time.
Aw, cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
Well, that being said, yes, thank you so much for joining us today, Mary. I really appreciate it. And I'm especially excited to talk about this event, the Women's Outdoor Adventure Weekend, and that's November 11th through the 14th. First off, I guess, what is this weekend? What activities are included?
Well, you know, and thank you for interviewing me. I think that's great that I have you to ask all the important questions. This all came about several years ago, where we were getting calls from women who wanted to experience the outdoor, the trail, but, you know, had concerns relative to safety or even what to wear and how to plan a trip. So we decided in 2019 to offer a all-women's conference up at our beautiful state park, Table Rock, who the state parks are great partners to us.
Yep.
And so we hosted that first one in 2019, and it was a really successful team-building opportunity for about 50 women who came out and enjoyed a multitude of classes and workshops. This time we are going to open it up to about 75 women, and mm-hmm. and we do that because we want people to really, you know, connect, team build, and we want the workshops to be small enough that they can really learn. It's not just this big conference where you come and you're running around. This is really an opportunity to grow and experience whatever it might be in outdoor recreation, whether it's from learning to hike for the first time, or if you're a more experienced hiker and now you want to maybe do weekends, or even maybe you want to become a through hiker. We are going to have all those different types of workshops and meet the needs of all the people that are interested in attending. And then, you know, we have some really fun things that we're adding this year for the first time. We're adding foraging, which, you know, I'm excited. I've always wanted to, you know, go out there and identify whether that's an edible mushroom or not an edible mushroom.
Right.
You know, what berries or what flowers we can all eat and enjoy. And so I'm really excited for that particular workshop. We have fly fishing again this year, and already we have about 20 people that have registered.
Wow.
And as you know, this just went live at the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
Fly fishing happens to be right now the one workshop that is getting the biggest number of interest and signups. So that is going to be a really exciting event. The two gentlemen are coming back who taught the workshop last time, and they taught everybody about how to tie flies. Everybody got some special flies that they had made for each participant. And then they're going to go down to the East Otowi River, where one of our trails is located, and they're going to go fly fishing in the East Otowi. So that's going to be a really cool experience for the ladies. So I'm really excited.
That'll be a beautiful time of the year to be on the river fly fishing too.
It will be. It will
wow.
be. Yeah. So, but it's an opportunity, like I said, for women to come, and the team building experience is just wonderful. We provide all the meals. I'm the chef, so I cook. I get up at about 4:30 to get down to the lodge and get the coffee going, and we start as early as 6:30 with some breakfast, and then some people, if they can break off and do some morning yoga. We have a yoga instructor. And then we will start our days at around 9:15. There's two sessions during each day. So you can make sure over the weekend that you'll be able to get in about four different workshops and walk away with some fun experience. So we have some great, great, great speakers too. The speakers we have, which we feel very privileged, we have Heather Anderson coming in, and she's the 2019 National Geographic Adventurer of the Year.
Wow.
Okay, and it's very exciting to have her come. And then we have Cindy Ross, who started hiking when she was in her 20s and enjoying outdoors and became a mom. And through her years, you know, she hiked with her children and sure. backpacks, and she has challenged herself in from mountain biking to hiking to paddling, and she has written several great inspirational books. But she's a little older, like me, you know, in her 60s, and so she's going to offer a different perspective,
sure.
you know, for us. And again, Taylor, we're really looking for people of all ages, diversity, everything. We want people to come out and really enjoy this weekend. So we wanted to have two speakers that could speak to you know, different age groups and different experiences where they are right. With their outdoor experience. So we're real thrilled to have those in the evenings. Friday night will be Heather. Cindy will be Saturday. And then we have the new executive director from the Nature Conservancy here in South Carolina.
Yep.
And she's going to be giving a little update to our participants at lunchtime on Friday. So we'll get to hear from her. And what's a little different this year is we have opened it up to be a Thursday evening event too. Last time we just had people arrive and we gave them a packed lunch, but this time we want people to kind of come in on Thursday, relax, get to meet some of the other participants. So we are again having Jennifer Farr Davis Thursday evening to sign books, and her husband, who is a very talented musician, is going to be playing his guitar and singing some of his original songs.
Wow.
So it's really a full weekend. Like I said, starts at 6:30 and it doesn't end till 9 in the evening. And it'll go all the way into Sunday. Sunday, we'll have two hikes, one a kind of a beginner hike and another one with a master naturalist. Dan Witten is going to do a more three and a half hour hike. So get the blood moving, the heart moving, and so we have something for everybody, I think.
Wow, that's a lot. And you can, and I see on here they can either come for Friday or Saturday, Thursday through Sunday, full weekend, or the full weekend, including first aid and wilderness survival on
that's
Friday.
That's correct. Yes, so. that's a certification. So if you do sign up for that, you have to stay in that track. But, yep, they'll come out with a certification at the end of that event.
Cool. Well, yeah. I enjoyed listening to the first part of this, so y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina and Mary Rowe from the Palmetto Trail in just a moment. Come on, you like this too.
No,
I vote with Taylor. That's your Rogers music.
Okay. The well, Blues there's Brothers. A story here. There's. Oh, wow. I'm gonna take 20 seconds to tell a story, Mary. When
okay.
Taylor was a baby, I wouldn't say she was fussy, but all babies, you know, they just sometimes in the evening or at night, they just, you know, at loose ends.
Right.
And Taylor would be squalling and all that stuff. And, you couldn't comfort her, you couldn't get her to stop. But I could put in the Blues Brothers. At that time, it was a VHS tape. And she would stop crying. She would watch it. And the music, she just loved it. So she can't sit here and say that she hates that music, because at the very earliest part of her life,
it was my favorite.
It was her favorite.
I know that.
Okay, but yeah, that is. I like the Blues Brothers. I just had to throw that one in there to kind of liven things up.
Of course, it's
my show, because I can check the stuff. So okay, y'all carry on.
Well, first of all, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. This is our last segment of the show, and it goes by so fast. Good gracious alive! But we are still here with Miss Mary, talking about some of the new events coming up, and it's not really an event, but it's news. Y'all have an updated trail access to Fort Jackson.
We do. And primarily, this is for the through hikers or passage hikers who are working hard to get one of our Palmetto Trail through hiking passages. And so these are the new instructions of how to access that part of the Palmetto Trail. Now, it's all pavement. But if you want to be a through hiker or a passage hiker and achieve that patch, you have to have access to that portion of the trail. So the fort has given us new instructions, and if you follow them, people have successfully recently been able to hike the inner part of the Fort Jackson Passage.
Oh, wow.
Because you do that wrong, you end up in the brig.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And just know, don't try to go to the fort at 3 o'clock and try to walk that passage.
No.
You know,
yeah.
It's best to do it during the day and be off the base by 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So an event coming up, aside from the women's weekend, is the 21 Hike Challenge.
Yeah, we used to do a health and wellness challenge, and we changed it up this year. We wanted people to get out on the trail and learn about the trail. And certainly we have had a lot of new people find the trail. But this is an easy challenge. You could walk one of our passages for a mile, or you can walk the whole passage, depending on the mileage. So basically it encourages people to do 2 hikes a month. When you're done, you are going to get your own 21 hike challenge patch also. So it's just sort of a fun way to get out on the trail and get a little prize.
And hiking can be fun.
It is.
It's meant to be fun. It's not meant for you to grimace and groan. Look, take your time, enjoy it. It is being outdoors, and being outdoors is all about fun.
And that's why we didn't put any requirements on how far you had to walk. It just has to be on one of our passages, and we hope you'll do at least 1 mile. So
there you go.
Wow.
Yep.
News. More news, if there can be so much more about this, is the Avenza Maps.
This is a change agent. This is now, you can download the Avenza app. You can download all of our maps on that. And so when you're out on our passage, you can just click on that map. It'll show you exactly where you are. You don't need any Wi-Fi. And so it really is making people feel very comfortable when they go out on the passage. They'll know exactly where they are. And this is really helping a lot of our volunteer trail monitors. So if there's a down tree, they can actually pin it on the Avenza map, send it into our trail coordinator, and we can get out there and clear the tree. So technology, sometimes we want you to disconnect when you're on the trail, but this Avenza map, no Wi-Fi, gives you an opportunity to know exactly where you are on the trail.
Right. And I think me and Dad are downloading it right now.
I was just fixing to say, I actually remembered my password.
I think my storage
for Apple
is full.
You think your storage is full? Well, mine's loading up, and there it is, open.
Yep.
And allow Avenza map to use your
location
while using the app. And Avenza map would like to send it. Okay. I don't like a whole lot of notifications. I'm new. Register. Hey, this is an app made for me.
Yeah. We will be hosting, again, COVID safe, because we can at our headquarters.
Okay.
We're going to have an Avenza workshop. So you can come to our office. We'll be all, everything will be spread out outside, and we'll teach you. You'll download it right there with you, and we will teach you how to use that events app and put on our maps. Okay.
Cool.
And that'll be in the next newsletter. We'll have a date and time for that. Okay.
Which means people, y'all need to go subscribe to the newsletter so you know when the events thing is coming up. Very cool.
Perfect. There is another thing on this newsletter that says Amazon Smile. Y'all have partnered with Amazon to give back to Palmetto Trail. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, you know, if you purchase through Amazon, you can designate a percent of that your purchases to come back to us. And so it's a wonderful way if you're a big shopper or a small shopper, just to designate that you want to give back to the Palmetto Trail. And honestly, Taylor, we get a nice bit of change from that that goes right back out onto trail maintenance on the trail. So we use it right back on the trail. It makes a difference for us.
Mary, y'all rely a lot on volunteers. I know there's there's a volunteer. Oh, see, I did. Do not reply to Venza.com. Welcome to the Venza Map Store. See, I'm all ready to go. I've already registered, put in my pad. Yeah, it's that simple. And look, there's nothing you need more when you're out hiking than a good map.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it is the way not only to get between point A and point B, but get there safely because you know where you're going. And that, you know, getting Wi-Fi signal has always been an iffy thing sometimes when you get out in the backwoods. Yeah. So that's cool.
So no Wi-Fi needed.
There you go.
And if you really want to, you know a little bit, come to the women's conference. We have an orienteering class.
So I saw that.
That's also great.
Okay, volunteers. Talk a little bit for a few minutes about your volunteering.
Sure. Well, you know, our volunteers are so important to us. We have started what's called a volunteer monitoring program. And actually, the individual featured this month, Kathy, came to our first women's conference.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't know about the Palmetto Trail. She came to the conference. She wanted to have more confidence. She is now a monitor, and she's out hiking a particular section of our trail using Avenza maps, reporting back down trees or water or a broken boardwalk. So these volunteers are just so important. Roger and Taylor, I don't know if you know, but there's, you know, only four of us in the office.
Right.
And then we have four trail coordinators. So the whole organization is only eight people trying to build and maintain 500 miles of trail. So, you know, we give you some nice swag. We're going to do volunteer events now that hopefully we're going to move into a more normal time. So, It's a great way to get in a hike and do something for us. So we appreciate our volunteers. And we have a volunteer coordinator at the office. Her name is G. And all you have to do is shoot G an email, and it's an easy process to sign up.
Got some new swag in the store?
We do. We have new swag. We've got, which I'm really excited, and so were a lot of our followers. We got socks. And they're great. Hey,
I'm not laughing.
It's a good idea. You hike, you need socks.
Sure.
Socks are as important as a good hiking boot.
You better believe
it. But these have, you know, they're great. They have heel support. They you know, you can sweat as much as you want.
Sure.
You're not going to get all wet. And
yep.
So we have socks, we have hats, we have shirts, and we're real excited to see somebody out in Columbia or up in the upstate or in the low country wearing our shirts.
Absolutely. Well, I think we covered anything else you want to cover from the newsletter side or?
No, we had a race.
True the Brew, race. Right?
We did it virtually in 2020, but 2021, we had it again, very safe in corrals. People wore masks, but if you missed it, we will have another one in October, half marathon up at the Croft State Park on that Palmetto Trail. So look for that information coming out. They're the True to the Brew trail runs and hikes.
Got about a minute left, which is, it's amazing, Mary. No matter how much time we set aside for this stuff, we always fill it up.
Okay.
the bridges. I know we got East Otoe had some damage last year. Take a little bit and tell us about what the process, where we are in replacing those bridges.
Well, you know, water is an issue. Water is an issue for us everywhere the trail is, whether it's in the low country, the upstate, or here in the Midlands. And so we always had put in fiberglass bridges, and okay. they're called fiberglass breakaway bridges, and they did what they were supposed to do. The water levels went up. They due to a just a heavy, heavy snow, rainfall and, you know, broke away, and that was it. So East Otoe, we just about December, actually, we put in a suspension bridge. We could get it much higher, and it is an absolutely beautiful bridge. We used a lot of natural materials. And I think people are going to be really excited when they see and cross that bridge. So one bridge down, we have another bridge to build. We're trying hard to get that built before the big SC7 expedition, which I'm sure you'll have me on to talk about that. Okay. But, you know, we have beautiful bridges down in the watery section, too.
Yes.
Where there is another suspension bridge, but there's a that's a rail trestle bridge over the Watery, which is we just redecked and is beautiful.
Been there, yep.
And then we have that great trestle bridge going over the Broad River at the Alston Trailhead. So we've got bridges, and when one breaks away, we're trying to think how we can do things differently. And I think you'll see in these smaller situations, we're going to go with suspension bridges.
Cool. Mary, always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you do down there in Columbia for the Palmetto Trail. Folks, if you're not out there, you're missing it.
Yep.
So as always, make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.